This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
That one right there was Out of Time by Ivy. You are on Sin 90.7 on Get Serial with Tal, Caleb and Em. And as we have been spruiking all morning, our phone number this morning is 0456 239 333. Please hit us up.
We are undeterred by the fact that we don't have any text yet, and
we don't have much reception, so we haven't checked.
Just think that the bulk of our listeners are still just getting up, they're getting their coffee, they're not really on, they're probably on their phones, but they're not really on their phones just yet, so we're holding on.
If they are a little bit shy, hit us up on the socials, Facebook,
just
Instagram.
Ease your way into it then, before you get into like the nitty-gritty of text.
And then you get to see the memes and the videos and all the juicy stuff
that our great producer, Julia, puts together on a regular basis.
Unreal.
She's on fire with them.
One thing that I saw in the news over the weekend, Bitcoin. Have you ever invested in it?
No. It looks, a couple of weeks ago, everyone was talking, raving about Bitcoin. Apparently, it was like, you got to sink your life savings into it. Everyone
really?
Yeah. Everyone was saying it's like it's on the up and
so
up.
So everything that I own, all $2 that I have, needs to go into a Bitcoin.
Yes.
Oh.
Although, before last weekend, it would have been a good idea.
That's it. So that's they're saying that over the weekend, it lost more than 2,000 US dollars.
Oofed.
Whoa.
Off the currency. Yeah, yeah. So it just... in 72 hours, the invested into it just like disappeared.
It's a pretty unreliable currency because it's not based on like the gold standard or the US dollar standard. It's based on like the dark web and weird kind of non-tangible stuff. It's a bit weird, but at the time it looked like a good investment.
It did, yeah.
And it turns out it's probably not.
No, I'm glad I did not go through with that purchase on Dungeons & Dragons 2.0. Whew! Jeez, I could have gone a different way.
It brings up the question of whether you've invested in anything that might have lost its worth over now. So, for example, I know that just recently they've re-released the Super Nintendo with preloaded games on it. And you'd feel pretty hard done by if you'd kept your Super Nintendo in mint condition.
Yeah.
You know, you've built it up just until this year.
Still this wrapper.
Yeah, you could probably sell it for $300 or something like that, only for to do it again in
the technology to completely supersede it.
Exactly.
Which happens all the time these days.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I got presents as a kid, I would try and leave them in the plastic for as long as I could because I'd also just seen Toy Story 2 where the toys were in their packaging and they'd never been out. So I thought if my toys didn't come out of their packaging, A, I wouldn't lose them and B, I would be able to resell them for a higher value. So I used to try and like keep them in and
would you come home and then just like wait by your bedroom door and bust through the door
try and catch them?
I would at least give them a 2 second head start because I'm fast. So I would stand there to be like, guys, I'm coming in. Be ready. And then I would open the door. But again, they're really quick. I never
they're
caught
good.
Them. I actually did believe that for some time.
Oh,
that
me
if
too.
I stepped out and I came back in, they'd be in different positions.
I still believe it.
Really?
Nah, not really. But I did, in the same page, believed you for a very long time. Tal, have you invested in anything that's a little bit...
I haven't really, but I could imagine if you had you invest in something that maybe is quite cool, but maybe like a little bit dangerous, like on the edge.
Okay.
I can imagine you could get shut down pretty quickly by the government. Like, I was all for investing in minimalist lawnmowers, which is just a blade on a stick. But the government shut that down.
Is it called an axe?
I was just going to say that. Is it an axe?
It's like a scythe, but just spins around and around. Yeah.
Love it.
Not great.
I do. I know someone that had their own business, and it was really awesome. It was in, I don't know if you guys ever remember the little pocket bikes.
No.
The pocket
fold-up ones? Or
no,
they?
So they were called pocket rockets,
clown
and they
bikes
were basically
or?
Miniature motorbikes.
Right.
However, because... They weren't they were meant for adults and kids, but basically a lot of adults took advantage of the fact that you didn't need to get them registered, so they were riding them on roads, and then months after they got made illegal. And so, yeah.
Yeah, rough.
A bit redundant, but which is really sad because they're really awesome. Like, I used to ride them around on the street all the time instead of my little Razor scooter, you know. I had the need for speed.
A little bit quicker than the Razor scooter.
A little bit, but you couldn't bunny hop on them.
That's the only problem.
Thank God you didn't invest in that.
I have made one investment, a sizable investment over the course of my life. I thought it paid dividends. I've been investing in Oxfam for years now. Still hasn't solved world poverty.
Nah.
So quite disappointed, to be honest.
A little bit of a slow burn there, but they're working on it.
They'll get there.
They'll get there.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.